Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Nature is full of patterns if you know where to look. Adam Gordon, assistant professor of anthropology at the University at Albany, discusses a behavioral pattern that's found throughout the animal kingdom, including humans.
Whether you're talking about sharks, jellyfish, or humans, there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. The idea behind this common adage, that it always costs something to get something, means that animals foraging for food tend to use search strategies that maximize the probability of finding resources while minimizing the energy consumed to get there. When food is patchily distributed in the environment, an optimal random search pattern known as a levee walk is used by a variety of animals. This mathematical pattern involves mostly movement over relatively short distances before pausing or changing direction, interspersed with rarer, longer movements to areas farther away. The levee walk pattern appears to be ubiquitous among animals searching for food when the searcher has little or no knowledge of food distribution patterns. However, our research group wanted to know whether human beings, the most cognitively complex foragers on the planet, also used levee walks to find food. To answer this question, my colleagues David Reichlin, Herman Ponser, and Brian Wood worked with the Hadza people in Tanzania. The Hadza are one of the last groups of people on Earth that still forage on foot for foods ranging from underground tubers to big game. Study participants wore wristwatches with GPS units while searching for food. We then analyzed data from hundreds of foraging bouts and found that while the Hadza use a variety of movement patterns, the dominant pattern is the levee walk. What is remarkable is that despite humans' ability to create mental maps of the landscape and to predict the locations of various foods, we often use search patterns that are indistinguishable from those of organisms that are as cognitively simple as jellyfish. The recognition of this basic pattern of human movement may help us eventually understand the movement patterns of our human and non-human ancestors.
That was Adam Gordon of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.